Right, I asked you tonight to turn your Bibles to the book of John, chapter number 12. The Gospel according to St. John, chapter number 12. I'm going to begin reading in verse number 20 and read through verse number 29. John chapter 12, beginning in verse 20. And there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we would see Jesus. Philip cometh and telleth Andrew, and again Andrew and Philip telleth Jesus. And Jesus answered them, saying, The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but for this cause I came unto this hour. Father, glorify thy name. Then there came a voice from heaven saying, I've both glorified it and will glorify it again. The people therefore that stood by it and heard it, that said that it thundereth, and others said an angel spake to him. Father, tonight we thank you for the opportunity that we have to come and to assemble here in this house of worship. And Father, tonight we pray that in the Lord Jesus' name that our minds will be focused upon you, and for a brief period of time, Lord, we'll set aside the cares and the things of this world. And let your Spirit speak unto us this evening. We pray, Father, tonight that in this service, as always, that thy will would be done. We also ask tonight that we'll be allowed to lift up and exalt the name of thy Son. Forgive us now our shortcomings and our sins. And we'll bow before you one day and acknowledge him as the Lord of glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Several years ago, I was talking to a pastor and his wife, and I knew they'd been going through some very deep struggles, especially with her health. And so I was talking to him one day. She said, you know, Brother Don, I've got to the point, I don't even know what to pray anymore. I don't even know what to say anymore. And I thought to myself as I heard that, this passage of Scripture came to my mind. Because in verse number 27, Jesus says practically exactly the same thing. He said, now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Now, as you read the Gospels and as you read through the Bible, you'll find that during the early part of his ministry, everything as it was going smooth, and we seem that Jesus always was facing things with calm demeanor. But as I read here in this verse of Scripture, and as you begin to look back over the life of the Lord Jesus, I can imagine as the Son of God that left heaven's glory to come into this sin-filled world tonight, to be born in a manger, tonight to live amongst God's sinful creatures, and to come to this hour in his life where he's about to become the sacrifice for the sins of the world, that probably within him as a man tonight, and he was a man, he was God, but he was also man, there was probably a continuing struggle and a continuing trial for Jesus, and his soul was probably troubled many times. Sometimes we get to that hour, don't we? Our soul is troubled. Things are not going like we would like them to go. We prayed all the prayers that we know how to pray. We've listened to all the advice that people could give us. We sought out all the counselors and all of the wisdom that we could find. And yet in our hearts tonight and in our souls, each of us could probably say at that time, our soul was still troubled. We were still in turmoil and confusion and really didn't know what to say. Jesus said, my soul is troubled. What shall I say? And then he makes this statement, Father, save me from this hour, for this cause came I unto this hour. He said, should I say, Lord, get me out of this dilemma? I can't do that, for this is the purpose for which I came into the world. This is the reason that I'm here. My soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Has your soul ever been troubled? Ever lain awake at night with trouble in your heart and turmoil in your spirit? You didn't know which direction to go, and maybe you didn't even know how to pray. Well, I want you to listen to what Jesus says in verse number 28, and maybe this will help you during those times if they occur or if they're occurring right now. Jesus said, Father, glorify thy name. In the midst of all of this, I don't know what else to say except simply, Father, glorify thy name. Tonight, when we come to the end of ourselves and we come to the point in our life that maybe we don't know what to pray, maybe we don't know what to say, maybe we still have trouble in our soul. If we would simply say, Father, glorify thy name, what great consequences it would have for us. I believe tonight that when I read those words tonight and when I look at those words tonight, I can find that we can simply, with all sincerity and all humility, say, Father, glorify thy name. It will provide us tonight with a tremendous sense of security. You see, tonight when we're saying, Father, glorify thy name, we're not looking for answers. We've already found the answer. What is the answer tonight? It's the very simple thing tonight of saying that, Lord, here it is. I'm going to hand it over to you, and I'm going to put all of it into your hands tonight, because tonight I know that you're my Father. I know tonight that you have birthed me through the Word and the Spirit into your family, and I'm now a child of yours. And so, Father, I'm simply tonight going to glorify your name. I'm putting everything in your hands because tonight I know that you care for me. Amen. I know you care for me. You see, tonight our Father cares for us. I'm sure tonight if you have children, then you care for your children. I'm sure tonight that most people that have children are willing to sacrifice, they're willing to do without, they're willing tonight to even lay down their lives for their children. They care for their children. Our earthly tonight and our earthly children, we care about. We're tonight have great care in our heart for them. Well, our Heavenly Father cares for us tonight. He does. Jesus said, not a sparrow falls to the ground except he knows about it. So he knows all about us. He knows everything about us tonight. And our Father tonight, we have a Father in heaven that cares about us. So what should we do? Say, Father, here it is. I'm going to put it in your hands. Glorify your name. I don't know what to do. I don't know which direction to turn. I don't know what to pray. Here it is. In the midst of all of this, Father, glorify your name. You see, our Father cares for us tonight. Amen. We also have a Father tonight that's in control. You think about that tonight. We serve the God of glory. This is my Father's world. He owns the cattle of 1,000 hills, and he also owns 1,000 hills. He controls this universe. It's not under the control tonight of Barack Obama. It's not under the control tonight of the United States legislatures. It's not under the control tonight of the Russians or the Germans or the Chinese. This world tonight is under the control of the great God of glory. He controls this universe. Right. He put the stars into their sockets. He tonight hewn out the sea with his hand. He directs all that you and I see tonight. And so he controls us tonight. He controls the things that go around in our life. Somebody says, well, what about the bad things? Listen to me tonight. All things work together for good to them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Amen. He controls our destiny. He just controls everything that goes on around us. Occasionally, someone will ask about us moving out of Smithville, and I'll say, well, you know, we got destroyed in the tornado. Where were you? Well, we were in the house. You were in the house? Yes. And I begin to think back about that, and, you know, it's hard to imagine unless you were there. The tremendous force that you felt. But then when you look around and you see all the safety that God provided for you, and you look outside and you see all around you total devastation, I have to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He controls this universe. He controls the aspects of our life. Why wasn't I blown away? I can't tell you all the reasons tonight. But I had a man tell me, he said, you know, probably the Lord wasn't through with you yet. You see, I don't sometimes know how to pray. But tonight, all I can do tonight is put it in God's hand because he cares for me and he's controlling things around me. I have really no control, but God does. And then he's the Father tonight that comforts. He comforts us. Earthly people, earthly friends, can bring us comfort. They can help, and we should always try, and I'll touch on this in a moment, be an encourager. But you know, there are some things that nobody on this earth can do. I'm going to be honest with you tonight. When Carrie died, people came and was a great encouragement, was a great help, and I appreciated it so much and still appreciate it. But there's something on the inside that no earthly person could do. I'm usually fairly calm in most situations, but I'm going to be honest with you, that did something to me that nothing has ever done before. And I can still remember laying in that bed about 3 o'clock in the morning, and God spoke comfort to my soul. And I kind of felt like Elijah when the still small voice came. And the songwriter said, he whispered sweet peace to me. Only God can do that.
Right.
Only the Lord can do that. Don't misunderstand me. I appreciate all my earthly friends and everything that was done, and but only God could bring that inner peace, folks. He spoke in that still, small voice, and he whispered sweet peace to me. Sometimes we get to the end of ourselves, and all I could say was, Father, glorify your name. And he whispered sweet peace to me. That's a sense of security, because we know it's now all in the hands of God. It's also tonight a time of submission. We are submitting to Him. We are coming under His direction. I read not long ago in some material that I received about a pastor who had been in Romania during the communist regime. And he was talking about when they came to arrest him for preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And how after all the soldiers were gathered outside and the military commander looked at him and began to threaten him, and he said, don't you know that I have the power to kill you, to take your life? And he said, yes, I know. Your weapon is killing. Mine is dying. If it be God's will for you to kill me, then I submit to His will, and in dying, the gospel message will still go out. You see, tonight we submit to God's will. Jesus said, I come to do the work of Him that sent me. You see, that's our mission. That's what He said in John chapter 20. And our mission tonight is submit to God's will and do the work that He sent us to do. And sometimes we have to work from strange places. Some people work from a hospital bed flat on their back, witnessing to those doctors and nurses and those that they come in contact with day by day of the mighty love and grace of God. Sometimes it's in a funeral home full of grief that once again you can find the great testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. Time it's when somebody might be out of work and don't know which way to turn next, but yet they're still praising the Lord. They're submitted to Him and allowing Him to do His work through them. They're willing to go and do and speak in spite of everything that goes on around them and all of their circumstances. No matter what it is, they're saying, Father, I submit to your will, and I glorify your name. You see, we have a pity party, and we begin to tell people how bad it is, and how awful it is, and how terrible it is, and how bad our lives are. We don't glorify the Lord too much, do we? But if in spite of everything that's going on around us, we can still praise the Lord. And we are submitted to doing what He tells us to do, and that's praise Him tonight, glorify Him tonight. It speaks of a great deal to this world, a great testimony, folks. People will remember that. They'll remember that. And then lastly, it adds significance to our life. You see, it makes our life just a little bit extraordinary. Not just doing mundane duty and living a boring life. But tonight it gives a little bit of significance to our life. It allows us to make an impact on somebody. And when we're dead and gone, we have significance, and our life really meant something tonight. And you see, life becomes worth living. Life is worth living tonight because God is living through me. Christ is living through me. He is working through me. He's glorifying through me. See, tonight, I think sometimes we ought to make the theme of our life, glorify thy name. Glorify thy name. You see, we need tonight to reach out and touch each other sometime in the faith. We need to encourage each other. Let the Lord be glorified. And you know, one day, when the morning comes, I'm glad that tonight weeping endureth for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. I'm glad one day the morning's coming. Amen. I think about that passage of Scripture over in the book of Acts when Paul says that they threw out four anchors and waited for the day. I want to tell you, sometimes I'm waiting for the day. Amen. I'm glad the morning's coming. And when the morning's come, we can stand on the shores of the sea of glass and sing with the redeemed of all the ages praises to the Lamb of God. Amen. We can say with that redeemed crowd in the book of Revelation, give honor and power and glory to the Lamb, because He hath redeemed us tonight. We can shout hallelujah to the Lamb. Father, glorify thy name. I don't know what to pray. I don't know what to say sometimes. But I've come to this conclusion. If I'll just say, Father, glorify thy name, I think everything else is going to work out all right.
Amen.
Listen to me this evening. You may not know what to say or pray tonight. There may be trouble in your heart and trouble in your soul. Say, Father, glorify your name. Let God get the glory out of every situation and circumstance of your life.
Amen.
You'll find you'll be more secure. Tonight you'll be submitted to His will. And your life will have great significance when you tonight. You'll be a great testimony and a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, glorify thy name.
Amen.
Amen. All right, if you'll stand with me, Bruce, you and Barbara would come. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this time we've been together. Lord, I know this is a very simple message and a very short message. But Lord, this is what you put on my heart tonight, and that one here tonight that has trouble and turmoil. Lord, I pray tonight that they can simply say in their heart, Father, glorify thy name. In Jesus' name, amen. So much for your kind attention. May the Lord bless you tonight for being in his house. Don't forget our prayer request and our service.